My gorgeous queen, it's Callie, and I'm so excited to tell you about something that's transforming the way I work out. My Sweaty Studio app. If you're looking for a fun and effective way to get stronger, leaner, and more confident, this is it. Sweaty Studio is your go-to for on-demand Pilates workouts that fit right into your busy schedule, no matter where you are. Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned pro, the app offers a variety of classes, from 10-minute quickie sessions to full-length workouts that challenge every muscle in your body. And the best part? You can do it all from the comfort of your home, at the beach, or even while traveling. The app is designed to help you build strength, improve flexibility, tone your body, and feel empowered through affirmations blended into your workouts. Plus, with new classes and monthly challenges added regularly, you'll never get bored. You can even track your progress and join a community of like-minded women who are all on their journey to feeling their best. Some of my favorite workouts on the app are our Pilates and Praise classes that blend worship music with Pilates, our new Reformer Pilates workouts, or our Barlotti's flows that blend ballet movements with Pilates to the beat of the music. Ready to get started? Simply download the Sweaty Studio app now and take your Pilates practice to the next level. Your first 2 weeks are totally free, so you've got nothing to lose. Head over to sweatystudio.com to learn more and start your free trial today. Let's get sweaty together. Hello, my gorgeous queen. It's Callie here, and I want to chat about something I definitely don't miss. PMS. You know those days leading up to your period when everything feels off? The breakouts, mood dips, and those wild cravings? I used to think painful, miserable periods were just part of life, but I learned that they actually can be a sign something in our body needs support. That's why I'm so excited to share Estro Control from Happy Mammoth with you. This nature-inspired formula is packed with science-backed herbal extracts designed to support your hormonal health, especially when it comes to managing PMS. Estro Control works by supporting your liver, where your hormones like estrogen are processed. So when your liver is happy and functioning well, you feel more like yourself all month long. I absolutely love that Estro Control helps support healthy hormone levels, relieve PMS symptoms, and promote overall well-being. It even contains DIM, a natural compound that caught my eye and is found in kale and broccoli, which helps support estrogen levels and flush out excess estrogen. If you're tired of dealing with painful periods and PMS struggles, Estro Control might be exactly what you need to start feeling more balanced. And here's something just for you. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code Callie at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code Callie for 15% off today. You've got this, my queen.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Healthy But Human podcast, your go-to podcast for all the things physical, mental, and spiritual health from a faith-based perspective. My name is Callie Gwally, formerly Callie Jardine, and I am so excited to have you here today listening to our super fun first episode of December. And it is going to be an episode that is your holiday wellness girl guide. So the tips I'm sharing in today's episode are going to help you truly glow up into your best self, finishing the year super strong in all of the areas, physical, mental, and spiritual health. So I hope you love this episode today. If you do, make sure you tag me on Instagram at healthybuthumanpod. You can also share this podcast episode with friends who you think would really love the episode and benefit. And as always, if you have any questions or feedback, I am so welcome and receptive. So DM me on Instagram at healthybuthumanpod. Last but not least, we have a group chat as well for our podcast. It is on Geneva and is linked below, and you can join it and have a fun community of our HBH fam. Okay, so a couple things before we get into it. I'm so excited that we did our November Bible Challenge. I'm very curious to know who finished it and what you got out of it. It is, if you didn't do it, it was basically we went through the book of Psalms. We didn't do the whole book of Psalms, but we did a Psalms a day for 30 days. And I had little journal prompts to just help you journal with the Lord and hear the Lord's voice. I did this because a lot of people were telling me they were struggling with hearing the Lord's voice and just feeling very spiritually dry. So this is a really great way, if you're feeling spiritually dry, to just do a Bible challenge. Maybe you make your own. You do a chapter a day of a book you want to read in the Bible, and then you ask the Lord about that book after you read it. After each chapter, you ask the Lord, like, Lord, what do you want me to know from this, from what I just read? So that is just something we did last month. Let me know how you liked it. I can do more challenges like that for you guys. We can do challenges that aren't even just reading the Bible. We could do a physical challenge, a mental wellness challenge, like so many things. The world is our oyster. Okay, so moving on a little bit, I want to get into our self-check-in. This is just a time to really reground ourselves, see how we're feeling, see how we're doing, and slow down if our day has been going really fast. So wherever you are, just take a nice deep inhale through your nose, fill up your lungs with lots of love, lots of goodness into your gorgeous, beautiful body. And then take a big exhale, sighing out, letting go of any tension, any mean thoughts. Just release it with your breath. Let's do it one more time. Big inhale in, growing tall with your breath. Take a big exhale, letting go, sighing out, letting go of any of that tension, just release it. All right, ask yourself now, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being amazing, 1 being not so hot, how am I feeling today? Getting so real with yourself. Asking yourself a follow-up question, why do I feel how I feel? Maybe something happened in your day, maybe nothing happened, just try to pinpoint it. All right, next question is, have I hydrated my hot bod in the past 30 minutes? If you have or not, let's all grab our waters and hydrate in 3, 2, 1. Cheers to hydration. If you didn't already see, we have our Healthy But Human water bottles up for sale now. So definitely go check these out. I've been using mine for literally over a year. It has seen some love for sure. It has a little dent in it because I drop it so much. But it has a lot of cute little affirmations like buy yourself flowers, don't worry, do Pilates, you're here for a reason, move how you like how you move. What else is there? Treat your body like a bestie, food is fuel, keep your tank full. Like there's so many cute little sayings on the water bottle. So if you need a mood booster, the water bottle, it's got you. So it's also linked below if you want to check out some of our new merch. I am so sorry for like gatekeeping merch. I had so many fun pieces I just haven't launched. Finally, my husband John was helping me with Black Friday stuff this year, and he was like, let's just launch these things, put them up. And I was like, okay, fine. So they're all up now, and I hope you love, love, love. I truly use these pieces a lot. In fact, you'll see there's an affirmations journal. It is a journal with the same fun little affirmations on the front cover that you will see on the water bottle. It is a blank journal, so do whatever you want with it. It was my prayer journal. I filled that thing up, and it was truly, it's like a cute, like almost pocket size kind of journal. It's such a good size. And so I hope you love. So go check it out. Okay, continuing our self-check-in. Ask yourself, have I stood up in the past 60 minutes? If you haven't, stand up, shake out the legs, shake out the arms, get the blood flowing, and then sit back down. Next question for you is, where am I in my goals that I set for myself this year? Maybe you've attained some of them, maybe you haven't. Just get real with yourself right now. No guilt, no shame. And the final question I have for you is, where do I want to see myself at the end of this month? And you can imagine the version of you that you want to be. Maybe visualize her, write down what characteristics she has. If you're a guy listening, what characteristics he has, all those things. I think it's so important to set a vision for where we want to see ourselves go. And one of my favorite ways, if you're struggling to set that vision, is ask the Lord to give you vision for where he wants to see your life go. Ultimately, God knows where your life is going to go. And I think it's really awesome to just lean on him when you are really struggling to think of like, where can I go? Like, what is my potential? Because our potential that we can see for ourselves, I mean, the Lord's potential he sees for us surpasses what we can see. Okay, let's get into this, kind of going off of setting vision for ourselves. I want to just share with you some fun tips today that have been helping me a lot in my life lately. I think we're just going to dive right into the episode. I will just incorporate some stories of what my life has been looking like lately in the episode. So we'll have our little catch up moment throughout the episode. So I want to just start with like why I really got back into my wellness journey. And I feel like maybe you're listening and you're like, wait, you weren't in your wellness journey. I thought this was a health and wellness podcast. So, okay. This podcast, I feel like, has gone through a lot of phases. There's been phases where it was strictly fitness, strictly wellness. I went through a phase when I was really into all of the new age stuff. If you listen to my testimony, you know I went through a lot of different seasons. I went through a season of singleness. I went through a season of dating, a season of being engaged, season of being married, season of being pregnant. I had a baby. I've moved a lot. Like, truly, in the past 3 years, my life has... there's been so much change, so much evolution. I've struggled a lot with figuring out who am I. I've gone through seasons of losing myself, seasons of codependency, seasons of anxiety, depression. Like, if I just did like a little recap of the past 3 years of my life, I truly would be like, bro, how did you survive that? Like, there's just... not to put myself down at all or like make myself a victim, but it's been a lot in the past 3 years. There's been a lot of change, and change was really hard for me. And I think it's been interesting just seeing myself kind of like going through these big life seasons of change. And anyways, long story short is recently I realized that I had lost myself. Not in the sense of losing myself being a mom. I think that is something a lot of people struggle with, but more of the sense of like, I lost myself because I kind of turned into my husband. I really, really lost my own interests. I was codependent in how, like, this is me being very vulnerable with you guys. Like, I got codependent in eating food. So if John would be like, I'm going to make myself a bowl of pasta for dinner, I'd be like, oh, I'll have that as well. For lunch, I'd be like, what are you making for lunch? Oh, that? Okay, I'll have that too. Even if it didn't necessarily sound like something my body was needing, I basically just meshed into what was John doing. I was going to do the same thing. This started actually when we lived in New York City together. He quit his job and he was home a lot. I was home a lot because I work for myself. And basically it turned into, oh, I never saw you because you worked so much. Now we're together 24/7. What's John doing? I want to hang out with him. Almost like I kind of turned into a golden retriever puppy. I think a lot of people in relationships actually struggle with this, is this codependency, losing themselves. It's something that you don't realize is happening until it's too late and you're already pretty far down the path. So maybe you're listening and you're like, that kind of sounds like me. I feel like I've almost meshed into my partner and I've lost a lot of the habits that I used to love in my life. So I want you to know that you don't have to stay there. You don't have to stay in this place of being someone else who you are not. And I think it's really important to find independence in your relationship. In fact, I realized that John, he fell in love with me for me, not for a version of me that's more like him. I don't need to change who I am for him to love me. And that is really awesome. God made us uniquely ourselves, and codependency is really taking away from who God made us to be. I can do a whole episode on codependency. Maybe I could even have someone on the show who is an expert in codependency and what causes codependency, all that stuff. I think that could actually be really, really cool. But I want to just get into basically like some of these tips now. So that is what got me into this mindset of like, I miss being a wellness girl. I used to love wellness. I love the wellness space. In fact, if you didn't know this about me, I'm a holistic health coach. I actually got my holistic health coach certification several years ago. I had health coaching clients. I loved it. It was amazing. But one thing that I definitely struggled with in wellness, and I still really just feel like there is a need for this, which is why I really want to make my podcast this space, is there's in wellness, there's a lot of new age integrated in it. A lot of Eastern medicine that comes with a lot of that just like spirituality that's not spirituality with God, spirituality with idols, spirituality with the universe, all that kind of stuff. I was in it. So absolutely no judgment to anyone listening who is involved in that stuff. Like that was something I used to do. But I really feel like, and this is where, I mean, listen to my testimony if you want to know more about how I got out of New Age and how I turned to being a Christian, is truly a lot of that stuff is actually a mimic of the Holy Spirit. So it feels good in the moment, but the Holy Spirit is better and the Holy Spirit is more powerful. So that's a whole other, another episode I really want to record as well, is like, what is really the differentiating factors of the New Age stuff versus the Holy Spirit? Okay, I'm getting a little sidetracked here, but that being said, I want to make a space for wellness that is rooted in Christianity and in faith. You don't have that woo-woo stuff involved. So that being said, this is what the platform is now going to be, is it's a wellness space. We are bettering ourselves physically, mentally, and spiritually, but it is not rooted in New Age. It's rooted in Christ. And please, if you're listening and you aren't a Christian, you are so welcome. I just need you to know that. Like, anyone listening is welcome. We don't all have to agree on everything. That is just the beauty of this world, is that like we all have different opinions, different beliefs, but you're welcome to be here. Okay, so let's get into it. Now that you kind of understand where I'm coming from, I've been implementing some wellness stuff into my life again, and I'm really excited to share stuff that's been helping me a lot. I've been listening to some wellness podcasts. I've just been like getting back into the wellness world and I'm really excited about it. So we're going to just dive right into some things that have been boosting my mood, boosting my physical health and helping my spiritual health and helping me become a better version of myself before the year ends. And these are things that I hope, if they stick out to you, you try in your own life and they help you become a better version of yourself. I think no matter what your goals are, I just challenge you this month to do at least one thing that's going to better you. I know it's cold outside. I know it's gloomy in most parts of the world this time of year, but it is so important to fight the urge to just crawl into a little hole and watch Netflix and just never work on yourself. It's so important to just fight that and continue to take care of yourself. Your body deserves it. Okay, so first things first, this is one mood booster that I want to share with you. So I have been absolutely loving having a wellness self-care wind down routine at night. So I put Baby Belle down for the night and then it is some time I have with John, time I have to clean the house, take care of the house, time I have to work. But I've been having fun having myself a little wind down routine before bed. This is something that I've been specifically doing that I had sitting around in my house for literally 2 years that I didn't touch. I have a lymphatic drainage wooden tool. I don't even know what you call it. But I've been lymphatic. So what I do is I have a little routine. I haven't done it a lot since I traveled, but I want to get back into it. So I was dry brushing myself and then taking a shower and then lymphatic draining afterwards, and literally felt, it just feels so good. It's not even a long routine, but my body felt absolutely incredible doing it. So I'm going to hold myself accountable to doing that again today. But here are some benefits, just some things if you're like, what is dry brushing? Basically, you have this little like brush thing, it has bristles on it. And I just looked up on YouTube dry brushing routine and it was super simple. You just go in like little circular motions up your legs on all the just sides of it, up your arms, you can do it on your booty, on your hips, maybe on your stomach. I would look that up. I'm very new to this. But what it does is it detoxifies your skin. It helps stimulate your nervous system. It gives your skin more of a radiant glow. And it is so good for exfoliation as well. Like my skin literally looked so soft after I did it. And I just can't even explain. Like I felt so amazing after I did it too. So then I would shower off all the dead skin cell stuff. And then I would take my wooden lymphatic drainage tool, get some lotion, slather it on. I mean, this is also so good if you live in dry parts of the world because it's just like going to keep your skin nice and hydrated. You take the paddle And you can also look up on YouTube a lymphatic drainage routine. I'll link the one I used actually, so you can find it below, that is really good. And you do that, and it is so good for your just lymphatic system. And yeah, and I want to have an expert on the show about lymphatic drainage, because I've been loving this for years now. If you actually followed me on TikTok, you know that was one of my OG videos, is I showed a lymphatic drainage routine that is really good for bloating. Okay, so that is one of my favorite just mood boosters. I think it's because truly, like, I feel like I'm just taking care of my body, and that makes me feel so happy. Your body deserves to be taken care of, and it is empowering. It boosts your confidence. Like, it is so important to take care of yourself. It's not selfish either. Okay, something else I want to talk about in our Wellness Girl Guide is, I know it can be really hard this time of year to do cardio because it's so freaking cold outside, but I want to give you some cold girl cardio tips, things that have been helping me a lot, especially if you're a busy, maybe you're a mom listening to this and you just don't have a ton of time in your day to go and do cardio. Maybe you want to go on a run, but you don't have a stroller that's good for the runs, or whatever the case is. So I was trying to get back into my running era. If you watch my Instagram, you know, but I actually ran a 5K on Thanksgiving, and my body hurt a lot after I did that in kind of a bad way. It was really fun. I love running so much, but I just kind of realized, like, I don't know if running is necessarily for my body. Maybe my form could improve. Maybe that could be something down the line that I pursue, getting a coach for it or something. But some things that I've been just, I'm so excited to share with you, is I got a rebounder. I ordered a rebounder finally. If you don't know what that is, it is like a mini trampoline. It's actually this really popular form of cardio that a lot of people have been doing for years. I learned about it from my friend's mom doing it, and then another couple we're friends with. They're in their like 50s or 60s, and the wife is super into it. She's so in shape, and I'm like, okay, what do you do? She is into rebounding, and I'm like, cool, I want to get a rebounder. So I ordered a rebounder. Oh my goodness, this thing is so fun. I feel like a child on this. I'm going to sneeze 1 second. Okay, woo. So this rebounder is literally so fun. It's like a mini trampoline, and there are so many benefits to rebounding. It is absolutely crazy. I just want to read off some of these things to you. So get this. A NASA study found that 10 minutes of rebounding provides the same cardiovascular benefits as a 30-minute run. Like, what? It gets the heart rate up, let me tell you. Also, it's really good for lymphatic drainage as well. Flushes out the system. So definitely recommend getting into that. You can put it in your apartment or your house, and you don't have to go outside in the freezing weather for that. There's also some fun workouts on YouTube for rebounding. Okay, another fun like cardio idea I had is, if you have a walking pad, they're actually pretty affordable. You can get one on Amazon, Facebook Marketplace. There are a lot of walking pads for sale. Pop on a cheesy Hallmark romance Christmas movie and walk while you watch it, or walk while you work. I have a walking pad. I love it. When I'm working, I have a standing desk, so I will make my desk go up high, and then I'll walk and work, and it goes by really fast. So that's a really good way to get in some cardio as well if you don't want to go outside in the cold. Okay, let's say you do want to go outside in the cold, because it is so important to get outside each day, even if it's frigid, is make yourself a nice hot coffee. Maybe you make yourself a Christmas latte, or just something like fun and warm, because let's be real, like, our warm coffees are so fun in the winter. Take it on your cozy walk, bundle up in your cute winter outfit, put on a podcast or music that you love, or an audiobook. I've been obsessed with Audible lately. I love listening to audiobooks in this season of my life, and walk and stay warm. So those are some fun just cardio ideas I have for you. I think cardio can be hard to start when it's freezing outside, but when you start, you're going to get warm, and you got options. You got some fun options. You don't have to be miserable working out. Rebounding, I'm like, you don't have to hate working out. Like, it can be fun. Okay. some wellness girl nutrition tips I have for you. Just gonna power these off as my baby is, I'm watching her on the baby monitor. She's starting to wake up. So we're gonna power this off. We're gonna get these out of the way. Adding more protein to your life. I'm trying to eat a lot more protein each meal. I was listening on a podcast called SheMD that apparently if you have protein, like a really protein-rich meal, it actually helps you stay fuller for longer. I can attest that this is so true. I know the times when I just eat like bread for a meal, I find myself being hungry like an hour later. Protein is so important. Even in my pregnancy, when my doctors encouraged me to eat more protein, and it was incredible. It helps if you have protein before you eat, let's say like a bunch of bread, it's gonna help your insulin levels not spike as much. And that is just so important. And like I said, it's gonna help you not have that crazy just like hunger immediately after your meal. So some ways that I've been loving to increase my protein is in the morning for breakfast, eating eggs. I added avocado to it today so that I had some healthy fats to keep me fuller for longer as well. And I also love if you are like, I don't want to eat eggs in the morning. I was really having fun eating protein pancakes. Those are really good. I also have been making protein shakes around 4 p.m. each day when I feel like I have a lot of just sugar cravings. If you're feeling like sugar cravings, protein instead of sugar, it's like a game changer. But I know the sweet tooth is real. I have a sweet tooth. My favorite protein I have, it is, I believe it's called like Simple. I'll look it up and link it below. I'm gonna make a little note of that. But I have the cacao one and it literally tastes like I'm drinking chocolate milk. The ingredients in it are really good. Coconut sugar is in it, which is really good for not spiking your insulin levels, by the way, fun fact. So anyways, that's something I've been doing and it's not like I'm restricting myself, but it's more of like I'm crowding out unnecessary sugar that is just gonna make my body feel worse. Don't get me wrong, I love a good cookie. I made myself some sweet lorraine cookies last night. I think it's important to find balance, but truly I've been trying to make sure my body has the nutrients it needs before I enjoy the fun Christmas yummy foods, you know? Okay, also some more stuff along the lines of nutrition. I've been loving detoxing my body in the morning with a hot lemon water. What I'll do is I'll make hot water and then I'll squeeze in about a medium-sized lemon juice and drink it. This is truly so good for just flushing everything out. So many benefits to lemon water. I've been loving lemon water for years now. I recently got back into it. So that is a game changer for your nutrition as well. And then next, I just really recommend making sure you're staying hydrated, especially this time of year. I know it's cold outside. I know you may not feel like drinking water, but truly just making sure your body's hydrated is so important because our bodies are primarily made up of water. We have to have water in them for everything to just sufficiently work. Like, it's just so key. So in the morning, I encourage you to just chug water, literally chug it, have water near your bed. And first thing in the morning, hydrate. Okay. Another nutrition tip I have is to crowd out things. Like I said, the crowd out method is actually really, really, I would say, healthy and it's good for the mind. If you struggle with restriction or you've struggled in the past with restriction, this is a technique I learned in my health coaching days. When basically what you do is instead of saying, I'm gonna cut this out, you crowd it out with something else. So for example, I'm a huge hot chocolate girl. I love hot chocolate so, so much, but there's a lot of sugar in hot chocolate and it's something that I don't wanna have every single day for my body, but I just love it so much and I crave it a lot. So what I love to make instead is hot cacaos. What I'll do is I use lactate milk, which still has some sweetness to it. I add 1 tablespoon or maybe a little bit less actually of cacao powder and I'll add whipped cream on top. So it's not like I'm not having any sort of sugar in that, but there's less sugar in that drink than there would be in a regular just like Starbucks hot chocolate. So that is something that I do love to do. Don't get me wrong, I still love a good hot chocolate, regular hot chocolate here and there, but I think it's important to take care of your body. There's really no benefits to having sugar. So I think it's important to like find a good balance with that. So I love my hot cacaos. Okay, let's just really quickly chat a little bit about spiritual wellness, some things you can do to have a nice little wellness glow up in your spiritual health. I think like ultimately the goal of our spiritual wellness should be to have a closer relationship with God. It's not about performance. It's not about checking off the boxes, but it's more so about like, how can we really just have a healthy, solid relationship with Jesus? All right, some fun ways I love to just work on bettering my relationship with God is I love to journal with him. So what I'll do is I'll like ask him questions. I'll be like, God, what do you want me to know about today? God, what do you want me to know about this? And then just letting the Holy Spirit lead those moments with him. If you have more questions about what that looks like, I have some fun episodes on how to hear God's voice that I talk more about all this in depth. Also, some other things too is just having a morning devotional with God. So maybe you have a devotional and you just invite the Holy Spirit in before you read it each day. I really have my eyes open to new things, literally, if I've already read the devotional two times through. It's so cool. Favorite devotional, Live on Purpose by Sadie Robertson. She released a new devotional also, which I really am excited to check out. Also too, okay, you guys, I noticed that I say also too. Recently. Did you notice that? Because I didn't, and John pointed that out and I was like, "What? I say that?" So now I'm like on it. But anyways, one more thing I wanted to just chat about in this Holiday Wellness Girl Guide is the importance of social wellness. So I think it's important in seasons when it's cold outside to make sure we don't just get isolated and just stay inside. I know it's so cozy. I know it's really easy to be a homebody. Take it from my experience. I love being home. But it is important to make plans with our friends. Some of my favorite ways that I'm doing this even in busy seasons, because I know it's busy this time of year too, is just having coffee shop work dates with friends. I'm going to the coffee shop later with my friends and we're going to set a timer for how long we catch up for, and then we actually will work. That's our funny thing is we will have these and we will not get anything done, but we all are like, we have to actually work today. So that is just something that I think is a really fun way to just integrate work life with social life, with all of the things. It's important that we're not isolated truly for our well-being. We gotta get out. But anyways, I hope this episode helped you in some sort of way. I hope these habits are, you're going to be able to take them away and apply them to your life. Let me know which of these habits you want to try, and let me know what habits that you are currently finding are helping your wellness life. You can comment below if you're listening on Spotify, but I would also love you to just DM me. Let me know. I'm so curious. But yeah, I hope you love this episode. I am just so excited to talk more about wellness again on the podcast. And I hope that your week is amazing. All right, you're amazing. Tag me in your stories listening to this episode on Instagram at HealthyButHumanPod, and share with a friend who you think this episode would benefit their life. All right, I'll see you next time. Have the best day and stay healthy but human. Bye. My gorgeous queen, it's Callie, and I'm so excited to tell you about something that's transforming the way I work out. My Sweaty Studio app. If you're looking for a fun and effective way to get stronger, leaner, and more confident, this is it. Sweaty Studio is your go-to for on-demand Pilates workouts that fit right into your busy schedule, no matter where you are. Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned pro, the app offers a variety of classes, from 10-minute quickie sessions to full-length workouts that challenge every muscle in your body. And the best part? You can do it all from the comfort of your home, at the beach, or even while traveling. The app is designed to help you build strength, improve flexibility, tone your body, and feel empowered through affirmations blended into your workouts. Plus, with new classes and monthly challenges added regularly, you'll never get bored. You can even track your progress and join a community of like-minded women who are all on their journey to feeling their best. Some of my favorite workouts on the app are our Pilates and Praise classes that blend worship music with Pilates, our new Reformer Pilates workouts, or our Barlotti's flows that blend ballet movements with Pilates to the beat of the music. Ready to get started? Simply download the Sweaty Studio app now and take your Pilates practice to the next level. Your first 2 weeks are totally free, so you've got nothing to lose. Head over to sweatystudio.com to learn more and start your free trial today. Let's get sweaty together.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.